broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, as they say, we're back. And the way the calendar worked out this year, all these Yom Tovim and things were on Sundays, and that's usually our recording day. And so what we did was we just rebroadcast, and everybody enjoys those very special programs, and we get a lot of compliments about them over the years. So because the calendar worked out the way it is, we had them rebroadcast from last year, just as good. And now we're back with a brand new edition of the program this morning. With me this morning to bring it all to you is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. Yeah, we have another great show for you. We're back. Lots of great music to get to over the next couple of hours. So what are we going to start with?
Early Mordechai Ben David, recorded back in 1975 from his only second album. And it's so funny now, you know, he's got this very long beard and he wears always the long black kapata. But in 1975, they had his picture in a tuxedo on the album and singing very, very nicely, though. Great, great artist, Lamanachai, and this Mordechai Ben David from all the way back in 1975. Take a listen.
Bye.
there from his second album recorded back in 1975, the great Mordechai Ben David and Lamanachai from the Omer Rabbi Elazar, which is said during the Musaf Davening, and says, "The Lord will give strength to his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace." Great, great Mordechai Ben David, who came upon the scene, one of the leading and most important artists in the explosion of Hasidic music that occurred back in that time, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Let's continue now with Gershon Voroba, another very fine singer. He made a few albums of straight Hasidic music. Then he had that group Variations that did all the spoofs, and we enjoy them on the Comedy Time as well. This one is from the Berich Shemei recited when the Torah is removed from the Ark for reading Yeherava, and it says that Hashem should fulfill all the wishes of his people for life and for peace. So here's Gershon Voroba, recorded back in 1988.
Kadamach, disiptach liboy be yoraisa. Yehira va kadamach, disiptach liboy be yoraisa. Yehira va kadamach, disiptach liboy be yoraisa. Yehira va kadamach, disiptach liboy be yoraisa. Sashim shalim diliboy be libad chalamach Yisroel. Sashim shalim diliboy ve libad chalamach Yisrael. Betam olachayim lachayim ben neshlam. Betam olachayim ben neshlam. Hay ve libad chalamach Yisrael. Betam olachayim ben neshlam. Betam olachayim lachayim ben neshlam. Betam olachayim ben neshlam. Hay ve libad chalamach Yisrael. Betam olachayim ben neshlam.
The time of the high in the lishlam.
Recorded back in 1988, very fine artistry there of Gershon Voroba and Yehei Rava, and I hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, next portion of the program, the beautiful music of Israel, is brought to you by Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents, doing it all remotely in these times of the pandemic. So you can give them a call at 301-231-7999 and they can take good care of you. Israeli accents has had the finest in Israeli giftware in Judaica in the Mid-Atlantic area for well over the past 30 years, and they'll take good care of you. Again, give them a call, 301-231-7999. Let's continue now with one of the great figures in Israeli music, and that's the late Joe Amar. After coming from his native Morocco to the state of Israel in the 1950s, he became one of Israel's most famous singing stars. And he, with a couple others, I guess Shoshana Damari and Yaffe Arkoni, really were responsible for making Israeli music popular in the United States. And he came and toured extensively in America. And I even got to see him once in concert back. It was about 1983 or thereabouts. And I'll tell you what, Ben, he about blew the roof off of that place. What a showman. Amazing, amazing. So in order to understand, you know, the explosion that he brought with the Israeli music, here's a case in point. Recorded for the Menorah Company during one of his tours in the United States back in 1971, a famous Israeli song called Na'ama. Here's the late, great Joe Amar.
Galay bi ahamtiha, ve hashir ole mifi lefiha. Na'ama, karati bishmet na'ama, ve ha'hor bekirbi lohet tahama. Anetal li batkol, ani shellach na'ama, ani shellach la'ad na'ama.
They recorded for the Menorah Company back in 1971 during one of his tours of the United States. The late, great Joe Amar and Na'ama. He was a showman. And like I say, you know, Israeli music was considered, you know, very, very exotic then, you know, coming, you know, from the Middle East. And he really made it popular in America, and people really enjoyed it. A lot of people were like your grandfather, may he rest in peace. They didn't understand the Hebrew necessarily, but, you know, it came from Israel, so they were going to listen to it. And that, you know, he was able to take advantage of that. Like I say, he was a showman, so loved to share his music on the program from time to time, and hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, now here's Mr. Ben back in the saddle with his first selection this morning. Let's take a listen.
Well, it's funny because You know, we missed these weeks from when Passover started, and this is really the last week before Lag BaOmer. And so one of the things that some people will do is during the first period of the Omer until Lag BaOmer, they don't listen to music with instruments, and that sprung a lot of these a cappella songs
right. That
a lot of these Jewish groups put out. So here is one from the Maccabees, who became very famous for those selections, with a medley from the Sudash Lishit or Shalashudas.
Tua, tua, wa, teiroch lecha, Hashem Elokeinu.
Call.
the Maccabees with the Shawshutis medley.
Yeah, that's very nice. Always good. Well, let's continue now with a rarity by the Barry Sisters. This was recorded for the 78 Groove, I should say. And this was recorded back in 1941 when they were still making recordings by their given name of the Bagelman Sisters. And this is actually a polka. And that type of music, you know, found its way into Yiddish music. Remember that, you know, the giant Jewish communities of the Slavic countries were, you know, well exposed to the polka sound and the beat, and people enjoyed it. And this one, a rarity recorded for Banner back in 1941 in New York, Denia Polka, the new polka. So here are the Bagelman, soon to become the Barry Sisters, very well remembered and loved stars of Jewish music. Let's take a listen.
Oi, fachti de feire bitchen, spielen Klezmer in de Ritchen, wenn hätte doch de Mitchen, aber bitchen wei, oi, wei, steht a langer da, a Needle, skript get treurig auf sein Fiedel, macht uns klar net Fiedel, Fiedel, aber spielen wei, oi, wei. Klaas de Feuk in Kosten, ihm soll der Warten geben, ma du. So, drin ist Platten, hab du nem Leib da geben, du. Kommt es in Primorgen, in Hepi füße Nachsen sehr heuer. Wart da weg die Sorgen, in Juliet mitten ganzen heuer. Spiel den Leim Polke Tanz, spiel den Leim Polke Tanz, spiel den Leim Polke Tanz. Es bringt sie euch und singt, weil Leben ist Kinder, ja, ja, ja. Sie euch und singt, weil Leben ist Kinder, ja, ja. In so der Worten geben mal so. So drin ist Platten, gab du dem Leib da geben so. So mir alle, hab im Attenten, hey, sie fließen, lassen sehr heuer. Fahrt da weg, die Mut ist heute in die Sorgen, wo jetzt mit den ganzen Teuer. Alles ganz mit aller Freilich Wunder sein. Da 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 da. Der mit Kutschen steht sich mitten mit der Gläser Wein. Da 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 da. Tante Sotte, die Charlotte, dreht sich, dreht sich hopp. Da 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 da. Tante Bissl, Vetter, Nissl, Nissl, Lissl, Kopp. Da 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 da. Lassen packen, auf Heuken in auf Hafen soll der Warten geben, ma so. Spiel sein Muren, so bei Acht in Trinis lassen, leg da geben, so. Tanze sind früh morgen, in Heiti fiesen Nacken sehr heuer. Und mir sind Warte weg, ja Warte weg, die Sorgen wohl jetzt mitten, mitten ganz.
They recorded for Banner back in 1941 in New York, the Barry Sisters, when they were still known by their given name of the Bagelman Sisters. And Denia Polka said in their Yiddish, she said at the end, they said rather, throw away all your troubles and dance and party all night long. That's good advice in any generation. Yeah. But a great number. Like I say, a rare polka there in the Yiddish repertoire. And hope very much you enjoyed that very rare recording. That was right about the time that they were beginning to appear on the Yiddish Swing Time program in the New York area that we have excerpts from on the 4th of July show. And onward and upward to a great career over the decades until the untimely passing of Myrna Barry back in 1975. And then Sister Claire continued as a single for a long number of years, and she passed away back in 2014. Hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Here is the New York School of Jewish Song, a very fine Jewish choir, children's choir, one of these many Pirchei choirs that appeared back in the 1970s. Here from the Book of Psalms, B'tzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim, from the Hallel, When Israel Went Forth from Egypt. ¶¶ They recorded back in 1979 there, the New York School of Jewish Song and Betzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim, when Israel went forth from Egypt from the Holly on Hope. Very much enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a nice one that we love featuring on the program. This song that gets, like we said before, in the past, this song gets resung and referenced all the time, and nobody really does it quite as well as the original, which, of course, was Avraham Yiflam. So here is Avraham Yiflam with Tov Lahodot.
La 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 emunos po ba
And there you had it, that one. Rami Flam in that one, the song Tov Lahodos. And like I was saying before, it should sound familiar to everybody, but not like that.
Right. Well, that sounds more familiar properly.
Right. Just goes to show that sometimes it doesn't get much better than the original.
Absolutely. We always try to find the originals where we can on the program, for sure. Well, here's an original that for the first half cantorial, that's something that has been done many, many times. But this was the original that put the piece on the map. This is a recording by the late, great Richard Tucker, first a regular pulpit chazan and then a star of the Metropolitan Opera, and the Zalvel Zilbert's composition for the Havdalah, which of course marks the end of Shabbos, and it's a concert piece. Zilbert's one of the major Jewish choral and cantorial composers and conductors in the first half of the 20th century, and this recorded in 1947, part of a series that Tucker recorded for Columbia. And it was very interesting, Ben. I was reading this book about cantors and a lot of responsa over the long centuries about things that have to do with cantors. And one of the things they had was a Shiloh question that his shul, the Brooklyn Jewish Center, sent up the chain to the most revered rabbis of the day. And they said that, you know, Tucker had come to them and asked for permission to continue as chazan, but to sing in the Metropolitan Opera. This was about 1945 or so. And they wanted to know what to do. And the Beis Din convened, and they came back and said, no, you must ask for his resignation. And he'd resigned, and he went into the Metropolitan Opera. But, of course, he continued to daven, you know, in different places. And, of course, he was up in the Concord for many years in the Catskills. He recorded tons and tons of Jewishly flavored recordings. And he was just a great, great talent. He passed away in 1975. So here, like Ben says, here's the original. It doesn't get much better than this. The famous Zalvel Zilbert's composition for the Havdalah, sung by the late, great Richard Tucker together with the orchestra and choir of the great Shalom Secunda, recorded for Columbia in 1947. Bye. Recorded for Columbia Records in 1947 with the orchestra and choir, the great Shalom Secunda. They're the legendary Richard Tucker and the original recording of the famous Zalvel Zilbert's Havdalah, a very fine concert piece. Like Ben says, ain't nothing like the original. His high B flat was just like a bell. It was just so perfect. Just an amazing, amazing talent. The great Richard Tucker. Hope very much that you enjoyed that first TAF cantorial. Well, now Mr. Ben's got his next selection, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is another one that was in mind of the first part of the Omer wrapping up this week with Lag BaOmer coming later on this week. And this one from a really nice album called the Acapella Treasury Shabbos that has all sorts of our favorites on there. It even includes stuff by Yehuda and even our friend Sam Glazer. So lots of good stuff on there. Here is one by Mike Boxer, who has been doing this stuff for a very long time, going all the way back to the Maccabees, and even before that, groups like Lev Tahorin, a.k.a. Pelas. He's been doing this stuff for a long time. Here he is with Bill Vavi.
Bill Vavi Mishkan Evne Lehadar Kivodu Uvimishkan Mizbeach Asid Lekarne Hodo Bilvavi Mishkan Evne Lehadar Kivodo Uvimishkan Mizbeach Dark evil,
And there you had it, Mike Boxer in that one called Bilvavi. Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's continue now. And here's a little good comedy. Now, here's something that we didn't have time for during the Passover shows, so I thought I'd put it in a little bit later. Back when I was a little kid, Westerns on TV were all the rage. And Ben will tell you that to this very day, one of my favorite shows that I can watch over and over and over again is Gunsmoke. And that's just the era that I grew up in. And it was every Monday night, 7:30 on CBS, and you got your homework done, and you could watch Gunsmoke for a treat. So there you had it. In any event, here's a spoof of all those Western songs. Here's a comedian named Bernie Nee, recorded for Tikva in New York back in 1964, and a song called Passover on the Range.
In the land of the purple sage, where the Lone Ranger is all the rage, every year without fail, I return to the trail, and I'll do it till I die of old age. I'm heading for the prairie where the laws are dietary, 'cause it's Passover time out on the range, where a cowhand never joshes when he's singing the fear cautious, and cedar is held around a campfire for a change. Give me lots of yippee-yi-yi, lots of matzah, yippee-yi-yi. Let me eat until I've had my fill and get a stomach ache. Drink l'chaim, yippee-yi-yi, with cactus wine, yippee-yi-yi. Even if we stuff, there's not enough, get them to rattlesnake. I'm heading for the prairie where the laws are dietary, 'cause it's Passover time out on the range, where bar mitzvah's a saloon that serves a beer with macaroon, and eggs are laid hard by kosher chicks, and no one thinks it's strange. Give me lots of yippee-yi-yi, lots of matzah, yippee-yi-yi. Loaded with gehakta buffalo, it's there for one and all. Drink l'chaim, yippee-yi-yi, with cactus wine, yippee-yi-yi. Then you'll start to dance to an old square dance at the Pesach Matzah Bowl.
They're recorded for Tikva back in 1964. There's Bernie Nee and a song called Passover on the Range. Ben was laughing at that.
I was laughing.
No, that was actually very clever. It's funny in there because he talks about gehakta buffalo, and Ben remembers we used to be able, in the area, they were making kosher buffalo meat, And it was good. And they even had ground buffalo. So see, they had gahocked the buffalo, and he didn't even know. So there you have it. Well, let's wedge in one more on the comedy time before we go to the mid-break. Here's the Ruach Band, recorded back in 1978. And one of their biggest hits was actually a spoof of the famous song by Peter, Paul, and Mary called Puff the Magic Dragon. And, of course, it was a very, very popular monster hit for them back in the 60s, and apparently had all kinds of hidden meanings and this and that and vice versa. In any event, it was a big hit. So Ruach spoofed it with a song called Puff the Kosher Dragon. And when I first went on the air, lo, those 40 years ago, people used to ask for this song all the time. So I thought we'd bring it out for a listen. Hear the Ruach Band and Puff the Kosher Dragon.
Kosher dragon lived in Palestine and frolicked in the synagogue and drank Shapiro's wine. Little Rabbi Ober loved that kosher pup and fed him lox and matzo balls and other kosher stuff. Now Puff became bar mitzvah, put on tefillin every day, wrapped up in his talus, oh, that's the way he'd pray. Made brachos before eating, and he benched after every meal. Imagine how religious it made that dragon feel. Oh, Puff the kosher dragon lived in Palestine and frolicked in the synagogue and drank Shapiro's wine. Kosher pup and fed him lox and matzo balls and other kosher stuff. Now there were some people who did things just for spite. They'd curse Jews and attack them just to get into a fight. When Puff the dragon heard this, he roared a mighty roar. Now those wicked people aren't with us anymore. Oh, Puff the kosher dragon lived in Palestine and frolicked in the synagogue and drank Shapiro's wine. Little Rabbi Goldberg loved that kosher Puff and fed him lox and matzo balls and other kosher stuff. Now Puff that kosher dragon found himself a bride. Now little kosher dragons are his source of joy and pride. They'll grow up doing mitzvos, learning Torah and davening too, and Rabbi Goldberg teaching them what kosher dragons do. Oh, Puff the kosher dragon lived in Palestine and frolicked in the synagogue and drank Shapiro's wine. Little Rabbi Goldberg loved that kosher pup and fed him lox and matzo balls and other kosher stuff. Now you who may be listening may think we're making fun, but deep down in this story there's a moral for everyone. If a dragon can wear a kippah, keep Shabbos and kosher too, then you can learn like Puff did how to be real good Jews. Oh, Puff the kosher dragon lived in Palestine and frolicked in the synagogue and drank Shapiro's wine. Little Rabbi Goldberg loved that kosher Puff and fed him lox and matzo balls and other kosher stuff.
And then there, recorded back in 1978. There, the Ruach Band and Puff the Kosher Dragon, a spoof of course, the famous Peter, Paul, and Mary hit Puff the Magic Dragon, and hope very much enjoyed. Like I say, back in the day, that was a very much requested song of some 40 years ago. So it's fun to bring it out and play it every so often. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, we must step aside now for the mid-break. Stay tuned. We're coming right back with the second half of this morning's program. Hope you're enjoying it. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
All right, let's continue. Now, here's Avi Kunstler from the very fine 1984 album from the Book of Psalms, HaShemayim, Shemayim, Lad Hashem. The heavens belong to Hashem. Very, very nice song and composition by the great Avi Kunstler. Enjoy.
HaShemayim Mesafrim Kvodo וגם האורץ מולו חסו השמיים מספרים כמונו וגם האורץ מולו חסו ותיך עלי לעס הידו אילו עצור ואילו
recorded back in 1984, there, Avi Kunstler and HaShemayim, Shemayim, Kavodo, and from the Book of Psalms. Hope very much you enjoyed it. So here's a selection coming up now. This is a very, very interesting selection. This is from a 1964 album by a singer by the name of Jack Hilliard. Now, when this album came out back in 1964, I remember your grandfather, may rest in peace, bringing it home. And on the back of the album jacket were all these glowing tributes by some legendary names in show business, Red Buttons and Sophie Tucker and Milton Berle and Jerry Lewis, about like how great it was. And Danny Thomas said, this boy will long be remembered for this album. Well, he was remembered in the Shore household, but as the years passed, I couldn't find anything else out about him. He never made any more recordings, although I think my dad saw him in one of the Yiddish shows in Florida sometime back in the 70s. And then I found out on one of these Jewish music websites that the reason I couldn't find out anything more about him was that Jack Hilliard was a stage name. His real name was Hilliard Sentman, and he had come from Chicago, and he did all kinds of American and Jewish musical theater and et cetera, et cetera. And he passed away back in 1998. So we're going to listen right now to an Americanized reworking of the famous Jewish song Hava Nagila. And he does it all in English, and he really does quite a job with it. I thought you would enjoy it. The orchestra on this recording is conducted by Mickey Katz, so much more than just a comedian. He was also a gifted conductor as well. So let's go back now to 1964. Hear the late Jack Hilliard and what he calls in English, Dance, Everyone Dance. And I think you'll agree, he should be long remembered for this album.
Across the sea, I hear this melody. Singing tenderly. Ever haunting me, over the valley, voices are singing. Dance, everyone, dance. Come to the valley, walk through the clover harvest. Is over, dance, everyone, dance. Dance where the corn was high under the golden sky. Dance where the wine was born. Dance, everyone, dance. Whirl and turn about. Lift up your arms and shout. Clap and sing a song. Dance, everyone, dance. Turn left, turn right, hold tight. Lift your feet, pop will follow. Lift your voice, fill the hollow. Spread your wings like a swallow. Greet the day, fly away. Dance, dance, everybody dance. Turn left, turn right, hold tight. Lift your feet, the heart will follow. Lift your voice, fill the hollow. Spread your wings like a swallow. Greet the day, fly away. Dance, dance, everybody dance.
And they recorded back in 1964, the late Jack Hilliard and Dance, Everyone Dance, a version there of Hava Nagila. That's some nice arrangement.
Oh,
man, we had a hot tick for you in there. Well, leave it to Mickey Katz, you know. He knew his stuff when it came to music, that's for sure. And I'll feature more selections from that album. Like I said, my dad wore out one copy, and he went and bought another one. And I look around, and you can even buy it on eBay if you want, see? So it still exists, and guess Danny Thomas was right. He'll be long remembered for this album right here on with Larry and Ben on Washington Jewish Radio, that's for sure. And speaking of the aforementioned Ben, here he is with his next selection.
Well, here is a real nice song. You know, we were talking before about some of the artists that were on that a cappella Treasury Shabbos. Well, a bunch of them also appeared on this album from Yehuda called Kol Yisrael Chavarim, which of course means all of Israel are friends. And this one had a whole bunch of folks that have come out. Some of the key names, of course, being Yehuda, A.B. Rottenberg, Avrami Flam, and so on. All of them appeared on this album and on this song together. Here, a really nice song talking about a whole group of Jews coming together from all sorts of different walks of life after they all grew up together when the rabbi, who they all had as teacher, passed away. Some real great lessons to be learned here.
A dark and cloudy day, rain fell upon the crowd, and all of those who'd gathered there stood sadly with heads bowed. They all had come to escort the man they so revered. He taught them life for more than 50 years. Gray suits that said Versace, a shirt that said the Jets, Hasidim wearing felt hats, their long coats and their vests. Black yarmulkes of velvet and knitted ones in white, a coat of many colors shining bright. Call Yisrael Chaverim, Yisrael Arevim, call Yisrael, call Yisrael Chaverim. I will always be there for you, we're all one family. Call Yisrael Chaverim. They all joined in Tehillim, one shed his tear. They all shared in the legacy of their Rebbe through the years. Never judge another and help all those in need. Fear Hashem above the one that sees. So look beyond the outside to that which lies within. See what someone instead of what he's been. Share the light of Torah, ignite the spark inside. Reach out and share this special gift of life. Call Yisrael Habibi, call Yisrael Habibi, call Yisrael, call Yisrael Habibi. Ask yourself, my friend, have you done all that you could have done today?
Beirin Kol Yisroel Arevin
Kol Yisroel, Kol Yisroel Chaverin
Yehuda and Friends, and that one called Kol Yisrael Chaverim.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. More Yiddish music. Well, if the Barry Sisters were the number one, running them a close second at 1A were the Fader Sisters, Sylvia and Miriam, who got their start in New York back in the 1940s, and they performed all the way into the 1980s. They appeared on stage and on screen. In the they have a feature role in the movie Catskill Honeymoon, one of the last Yiddish movies that came out in 1950. They performed in Florida for many, many years at that Yiddish theater down in Miami Beach that your grandfather used to go to all the time when he was down there. And all that kind of petered out by the 1980s. In any event, they also recorded a series of LPs for the long-defunct United Artists record label back in the early 60s. So here from 1960 is a song that was originally made famous in the 20s by the great Nellie Kasman, a song about a girl in love with somebody named Yussel, and the name of the song, Yussel Yussel. Here are the great Fader Sisters.
Reus noch dir. Oi, 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 Yossel, 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 Yossel. Machai, es geht mir rasch, reus noch dir. Oi, 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 Yossel, 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 Yossel. Dein Malkes ist noch aus und wart auf dir. Oi, 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 Yossel, 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 Yossel. Ich hole mir jede Nacht noch mit dir. Im Winter geht's am Ohren, geht mich am Mulatore, Yossel, ich kann hier noch dir. Mach heiß, geh bereus, ich will, ich halt nicht aus, mein Herz tut mir weh, Guru Nashir.
Es ist mir heiß und kalt, in ich weh, grün alt,
Im Beist ihr Menschen, wuss es quält mir. Die Liebe brennt erschreck, ich will ihr starben weg. Noch mein Jossel, ich liebe Wunaschir. A Bucher, a Scheiner, mir soll sein vor seine Beiner. Jossel, ich geh eus nach dir. Ui, 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 Jossel. Mach ein, es geht vor eus nach dir. Ui, 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 Jossel. Ich sitz noch aus dem Bart auf dir. Nun kim, 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 schon, kim, schon, kim, mein Jossel. Ich hole jede Nacht nur von dir. In Wetter jetzt am Ohr, geht mir Hamulatore. Jossel, ich hab hier noch Jossel. Lieb und schier mein Jossel. Jossel. Mach ein, es geht mir raus nach dir. Noch dir, noch dir. Oi, Yosso.
And one of those nice swinging early 60s arrangements there, the famous song Yosso, Yosso, like she says there. Mein Chayes geht der Eis nach dir. My life goes out and perishes because of you. I'm waiting for you, says Dein Malka Zitzen Kvelt nach dir. Your queen is waiting for you. So all Yussel has to do is show up, and it'll all be happily ever after from there. Great song from the Yiddish theater from the 1920s. One of those instantaneous hits, and they even used it in the Jazz Singer, because as you'll recall, most of the Jazz Singer is silent, and you just have the musical accompaniment. And that song actually is in the Jazz Singer, so that's pretty cool. In any event, the Fader sisters, great, great Jewish talent, Miriam and Sylvia. And Miriam Sloan actually also worked as a single, and her husband was Danny Sloan, who was Moshe Eicher's manager for many, many years. So it was all kind of interconnected back in the day. Well, let's continue now with a nice Hasidic selection from the Pittsburgher Nagunim, Zamer L'Shem, Psalm 98, recited on Friday night. And by their accent, I have made the geographical discovery that Pittsburgh is somewhere in Galicia by the accent that they use. But great, great music. Here recorded back in 1992, the Pittsburgher Nagunim and Zamri L'Hashem.
Shine, Chassidim.
recorded back in 1992 from the Pittsburgh Nagunim. They're Zomri Lashayim, as they say it, thus leading me to the conclusion that that's Pittsburgh Galicia is where that particular recording comes from. But very, very nice at that, and hope very much enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us, but before he does that, let's remind you again about Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Don't forget, give him a call, 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999, and getting it done on the phone in the era of the COVID. And give him a call. They'll help you out. The Mid-Atlantic's largest selection of Israeli giftware in Judaica for well over the past 30 years. Now here's Mr. Ben with his next selection.
All right, we're going to continue now. Here we have a nice song. This one that we had talked about before. You know, we always talk about the late, great Debbie Friedman. And she was great, for sure. Definitely great. And some of her songs and compositions had crossed over across all the different branches of Judaism. And this one probably is one, if not the most well-known. And this is the group, the Kol Noar Boys Choir, singing her version of the blessings for the Havdalah.
La 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 la.
And there you had it, the Clonora Boys Choir, and that one, the Blessings for the Havdalah, courtesy of the late, great Debbie Friedman.
Absolutely. I think probably her most famous composition.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And like you say, you know, because great music cannot be confined. It finds its way, you know, out of confinement and reaches people and reaches their hearts. And that's really what's so important about us. What we've been doing, lo, these many years, bringing the music to the people. So we're going to bring some more right now. Here from the Israeli Hasidic Festival, recorded back in 1973, a very fine Israeli singer, Danny Golan, and Psalm 100, Yivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Serve the Lord with Joy.
Hashem, et Hashem besimcha, bo lefanav, lefanav birnana. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bo lefanav birnana. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bo lefanav, lefanav birnana. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bo lefanav birnana. Aha. Hashem besimcha, bow bow bow, lefanav birnana. Ivdu ivdu ivdu, et Hashem besimcha, bow 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 bow, lefanav. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bow lefanav, lefanav birnana. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bow lefanav birnana. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bow lefanav, lefanav birnana. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bow lefanav birnana. Aha. Ivdu 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 et Hashem besimcha, bow 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 lefanav birnana. Ivdu 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 et Hashem besimcha, bow 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 lefanav. Hashem besimcha, bow lefanav, lefanav birnana. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bow lefanav birnana. Aha. Ivdu 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 et Hashem besimcha, bow 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 lefanav birnana. Ivdu 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 et Hashem besimcha, bow 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 lefanav birnana. Ivdu 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 et Hashem besimcha, bow 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 lefanav birnana. Ivdu 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 et Hashem besimcha, bow 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 lefanav.
Recorded back in 1973 from the Israeli Hasidic Festival there, Danny Golan and Yivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Serve the Lord with Joy. I hope very much that you enjoyed that. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, before we get into this, I just wanted to remind everybody about the new way that you should listen to the program. That, of course, is via your favorite podcasting app, whether that is the Apple Podcast app or Spotify. Just search Washington Jewish Radio. You can like, download, subscribe. All the things that we love about podcasting are available for you to enjoy the program. So make sure that you do that. Now, here's one that just came out. The Eighth Day Band has this, a song, Ya'alili, that's been around for a long time. They just released this new one. This is a more upbeat dance remix, so a real fun one. Here they are with Ya'alili, the remix.
Ya'alili. שתהי, שתהי למזל שתהי, בית שום באוויר שתהי. שתהי למזל שתהי, שתהי למזל שתהי, שתהי למזל שתהי, בית שום באוויר ובית שום באוויר, בפ 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 בפ. Sephardi, Kalenoe, Ashkenazi, Racheli Meinu, O Sephardi, Mameroche, Ashkenazi, Baba Sali, O Sephardi, Rabbi Nachman, Ashkenazi, Shetahil Mazal, O Sephardi, Metshavadi, Ashkenazi, Yabai, 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 Yala yala yali li yali le yala yala yali li tans 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 habibi. She the hailman zal shetay, she the hailman zal shetay, betshuvad el shetay, betshuvad el shetay, the hailman zal shetay, she the hailman zal shetay, she the hailman zal shetay, betshuvad el betshuvad el pa 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 pa. China o sefardi, oy di shoma ashkenazi, yosi avi o sefardi, yoy mashmini ashkenazi, moadim lesimcha o sefardi, aged yonte ashkenazi, shetay le mazal o sefardi, betshuvadi ashkenazi. Yala 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 yala
And there you had it. There they were. The Eighth Day Band.
Great.
Yeah, that one, the remix of Ya Alili.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. On today's cantoral feature, two very, very nice cantoral selections recorded live in concert by the great cantor Chaim Adler, who has been around, is born in Israel, but has been around for many, many years, has officiated, concertized, and worked extensively around the world in England and South Africa and the United States, all over the place. And it's funny because when Matt was on his senior trip there to Israel, which the school sent the kids to Israel, and it came Shabbos morning and they were in Jerusalem, Matt made a beeline for the Great Synagogue of Jerusalem because he's my son. And he went and listened to Chaim Adler, who is a tremendous, tremendous chazan. So the two recordings that we're going to listen to today come from a 1991 concert that was held in the Mann Auditorium in Tel Aviv in honor of the 25th yahrzeit of the late cantor Moshe Koussevitzky. And it's funny, this year will be the 55th yahrzeit of cantor Koussevitzky, of course, the chazan hador, the greatest of the generation. And in this concert, they four different chazanim sang various selections that Cantor Koussevitzky originally recorded. So we're going to listen to two by Chaim Adler from the Friday Night Davening. The first, Magen Avos, He with His Word was a Shield to Our Forefathers. And here recorded live in concert, the great artistry of Cantor Chaim Adler, who today serves as chazan at the Great Synagogue of Jerusalem.
Thank you. Came loud the host,
Zeichen, Zeichen.
They recorded live in concert in Tel Aviv back in 1991. The great Chazan Chaim Adler and Morgana Vos from the Friday Night Davening. Another very, very nice selection from this concert coming up after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now. Here is Cantor Chaim Adler with another Koussevitzky favorite, Hashem Malach Geus, Psalm 93, recited in a number of places on Shabbos, but of course, the first time on Friday night. So let's take a listen to it now. Again, recorded live in concert in Tel Aviv back in 1991.
Thank you. נכון, כי סחום מהון.
Bamorovoim adiyere
במראים
They recorded in concert back in 1991, one of the finest Chazanim davening in the world today, Cantor Chaim Adler and Hashem Malach, Psalm 93 from the Shabbos davening. And I hope you enjoyed some nice voice.
Oh, definitely.
And how about that arrangement?
Yeah, very much.
Beautiful,
with the
beautiful
orchestra at the end and everything.
Yeah, it's way cool. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. Well, it wraps up our time together, our 2 hours come and gone, and hope that you enjoyed all this nice new music that we've sent your way. And this is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed what you heard and that you will make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program.
And this is Ben Shore thanking everybody for checking out the program this week. We'll see you next week for another edition of the show. So until then, once again, thanks for listening.
All right, Larry Shore saying be well. Zagazin, Tatigidavach, have a good week. Be with us again next week for another edition. Until then, be well and have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.